Argentina. The trip put him under such stress that he is now incapable of thought. The pyramids are not really old. They were built in 1943 as a joke by drunken Italian soldiers on leave in Egypt at the time. All photographs of the area taken before that time have been retouched. The sky is not blue. It merely looks that way because blue is the name we have given that color. 2 times 2 is not 4. It is 9. Actually, everything is 9, except 17. 17 is actually 6. Placing a 200-pound pile of cooked garlic, dog shit, and chocolate chips on the doorstep of your newly purchased home will keep your enemies away. However, it will not prevent your new neighbors from considering you a family that bears watching. The record for the greatest amount of Jell-O in one location belongs to Lemon Lime, Minnesota, where residents poured 20,000 boxes of Jell-O into a lake and heated it just to claim the title. Most of them are happy with the results. However, some local residents diving in the shallow areas claim to have hit their heads on small pieces of fruit cocktail. Here's one more thing you don't need that costs too much and won't last long. Even if you've never had credit before, even if you owe money, even if you're bankrupt, even if you don't intend to pay, we don't care. Thousands of customers come back to us year after year, and they all say the same thing. Please give us our money back. Remember, it costs a little more, but it doesn't work as well, and it's loaded with things you can't pronounce. Special prices for senior citizens. Triple. Don't forget, we're big enough to give you a good fucking and small enough to smile while we're doing it. Usually when you go to someone's house, they offer you coffee. They say, "You want some coffee?" I tell them, "No thanks, I have coffee at home, but I could use a little pancake mix." I try to get things I need. If I don't need coffee, I'm usually prepared with options. Do you have any of those Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs, the ones with the little hunks of weenie in them? Good. I'll take a couple of cans of them, large if you have them. By any chance, you don't have any Hebrew alphabet soup, do you? Nah, okay, I didn't think so. How do the wax beans look today? Ah, the produce didn't come in yet. Well, I guess you better just give me a couple of rolls of toilet paper and some glass wax, and I'll be on my way. I gotta get over to Farley's house and do my drugstore shopping. He's having a special on gauze pads. Be a smart shopper, and don't forget to bring your coupons. I'd like to talk to you about fruit-flavored teas. These would be teas that are flavored like fruit. Fruit-flavored teas. You need to understand that. These are not fruits. They're teas, but they taste like fruit, all right? They have names like strawberry kiwi, lemon berry, orange mango, wild cherry, blackberry, and cranberry. They taste like fruit, and they sound like fruits too, don't they? They're not. They're teas. Fruit-flavored teas. And frankly, I don't understand this. Personally, I've always been of a mind that if you're looking for fruit flavor, if you're genuinely interested in something that tastes like fruit, and you find yourself in the tea section, you're probably in the wrong aisle. My advice is, if it's fruit flavor you're after, play it safe. Go ahead and get some fruit. I have found in my experience that fruit almost always turns out to be a reliable source of fruit flavor. Another good place you may wish to look for fruit flavor would be in fruit juice. Fruit juice is made by squeezing the juice out of the fruit. Perhaps that's why they call it fruit juice. Doesn't taste like tea. For tea taste, you would need to get some tea. So let's sum this up. If it's fruit flavor you want, you can't go wrong with fruit. Or, as I pointed out, fruit juice. Don't be ordering tea. Tea has a tea flavor. It's not like fruit. It's more like tea. If you want tea, I say order tea. That's a different experience. It's known as having tea. By the way, have you ever noticed there are no tea-flavored fruits? Take a clue from nature. I don't understand why a chocolate dessert should include raspberries or strawberries. Intrusions of that type spoil the dessert. Leave the chocolate alone. It was doing fine by itself. I mean, here I am, innocently sitting at my table, waiting for a nice chocolate thing with lots of whipped cream and chocolate sauce to arrive. And I find that some asshole in the kitchen has decided to show off by throwing a bunch of strawberries